your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
News Centre at 3. An inquiry has found Vladimir Putin's morally responsible for the nerve agent poisoning of a woman in Wiltshire. Dawn Sturgis sprayed herself with Novichok in an attack meant to target ex-Russian spy Sergei Skripal in 2018. A report also finds no medical care could have saved her. But her family say there's real concern because it contains no recommendations, adding there must be reflection and change. Stan is Dawn's dad.
We can have Dawn back now. She's been public for 7 years. We can finally put her to peace.
A man arrested by police investigating stabbings at a synagogue in Manchester has been charged with terrorism offences not directly linked to the attack. Mohammed Asim Bashir from Cheetham Hill is due in court tomorrow. Two Jewish worshippers were killed in Heaton Park in October. The number of flu patients in hospital beds across England is more than 50% higher than the same period last year. Officials say the health service is coming under increasing pressure this winter, with more strikes planned closer to Christmas. Whistleblowers are warning TikTok users are at risk from an increase in AI use after hundreds of UK moderators left the platform. That's despite the app telling MPs cuts are still just proposals. A 3.3 magnitude earthquake has been recorded in northwest England. It was felt across the South Lakes and Lanarkshire, including in Kendal and Ulverston and in neighbouring Cumbria. We've read aloud some of the comments left by residents on social media.
It felt like an explosion and vibration coming from underground.
I'm used to my door slamming as it is hard to shut, but only registered it was an earthquake after someone had told me.
It sounded like the roof falling in.
It was so powerful it shook the whole house.
And it's been a record-breaking day of cricket, with England's Joe Root notching his first century down under. England, who are 1-0 down in the series, closed the first day of the second Ashes test on 325 for 9 in Brisbane. That's the latest. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
Two teenage boys have been arrested on suspicion of assault occasioning actual bodily harm, following an alleged incident outside the Grange School on Wendover Way in Aylesbury at around 3:20pm on Tuesday. The alleged victim is thought to be a teenage boy. He was taken to hospital and has since been discharged. Anyone with information about the alleged incident is asked to contact police on their 101 number. A new footpath linking Tame with Lockmead Farm is set to open this month. Tame Mayor Councillor Andy Gilbert will perform the official opening ceremony on Sunday the 14th of December at 10:30am outside St Mary's Church. Dogs on leads are welcome and attendees are advised to wear sturdy footwear such as Wellingtons or walking boots.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
Night will generally be clear and so will be colder than of late, with a minimum overnight low dipping to just 1 degree. Friday will start dry with some cloud, but it will turn overcast during the afternoon with a chance of showers and turning very windy again later on. Maximum daytime temperature will be similar to today at 8 degrees. I'm Simon, and for more local news, click on News in the Media section of our new website at redkiteradio.com.
107.2.
It's the afternoon show with Sally Russo.
Red Kite Radio.
The Red Kite Spotlight.
Red Kite Spotlight.
Recently, I had the privilege of speaking with local resident Eddie Smythe about his amazing father, Johnny Smythe. Welcome.
Thank you, Sally.
Where does the story begin?
Well, the story begins in Freetown in Sierra Leone, 1915, when my father was born.
Mm-hmm.
He went to school and he went to college. He ended up working in administration with the government. But after 1939 and Britain declared war, the RAF started to initially recruit people from the UK, but latterly recruit people from the British Empire. Sierra Leone was part of the British Empire, and my father was very keen to volunteer, which he did. He was one of six men selected by the RAF following various exams held in Freetown. And he came over to the UK in 1941. He trained initially as a pilot, but then switched to navigation because of his mathematical aptitude, because at that particular time, the RAF realised they needed navigators because the bombing accuracy was so poor. So trainee pilots with good mathematical aptitudes and had scored high in the maths exams were converted to navigators, and my father was one of those. So after the training camp, he was promoted to an officer. There were about 95 men in his camp, and five of them were promoted to officer, and he was one of five. So very successful, particularly at that time in the RAF's history, because up to 1939, the RAF had a colour bar, so black people weren't allowed to join the RAF. Mm-hmm. And even though they recruited from the empire, from the colonies, initially they only recruited from the white colonies, from places like Canada and Australia and New Zealand, and some white South Africa. And they eventually relented and they recruited 60 men from the whole continent of Africa. Wow. So my father's one of the 60, and now he was an officer. So it was quite an achievement. He was based in Downham Market. His squadron was 623 Squadron. And on his fifth mission, which is a bombing mission in Germany, his plane got hit by anti-aircraft fire. He was injured. He was hit in the abdomen and he was hit in the thigh. Mm-hmm. But they got to the target. They dropped their bombs, turned back for Britain, praying that they would make it. But they were spotted by a night fighter. By this time, one of the engines had burst into flames and had to be shut down. And with three engines, they couldn't evade. They used to have corkscrew maneuvers when attacked, but they couldn't do that with three engines. So the fighter shot at them, riddled the plane with bullets, and they knew they weren't going to make it back to Britain. And the skipper gave the call to bail out, which they did do. Mm-hmm. He made a successful parachute jump, which in itself was something extraordinary. Only about 23% of men jumping out of a Stirling bomber aircraft would survive, but he did survive.
Wow.
He managed to evade capture for probably half a day. He went into a barn to get some rest and recover a little bit from the shock of being shot down and still bleeding from his wounds. But he lit a cigarette, and he later found out that someone saw the light from the cigarette, and they called the German guards. And within half an hour, there were Germans outside shouting. He kept very quiet, praying they weren't for him, but they started shooting into the barn. So he then jumped up, shouted, and walked out with his arms raised and surrendered. Much to the astonishment of the guards to see this 6'4" black man in an RAF officer's uniform walking towards them. He was quite brutally interrogated. The shock for the guards was, you know, at a time where they felt that, you know, black people just didn't have the ability, the capable ability, the cognitive ability to actually fly in a plane, to see this man in this RAF officer's uniform. And the first thing they said was, "What are you doing in an RAF officer's uniform?" And he said, "Well, I'm an RAF officer." And they said, "Well, what are you doing dropping bombs on our country? We're not at war with Africa." And he said, "Well, you're at war with the British Empire, and therefore I fight for my king." And he was brutally interrogated. He was knocked about. He had his boots taken off him. He walked in the snow barefoot and got frostbite. But he was a big, strong man, and he would survive this. And from there, he was sent to hospital where he was treated, and he made a full recovery. He had two ribs removed from the left side of his body. And after that, he was sent to Stalag Luft 1 prisoner of war camp in Barta in East Germany. Mm-hmm. He would spend 18 months there. The camp was run by the German Luftwaffe, which was good, rather than the SS. So they were treated reasonably well. They had enough food to eat, but it was a very tough time for these young men, miles away from home, being subjected to German propaganda constantly. But in 1945, in April 1945, the camp was liberated by the Russians, and he returned to Britain.
Faces. just the same.
Getting lost in music there with Sister Sledge and Chris Rea with Driving Home for Christmas, something that many, many people do the world over. Let's get back to part two of the Eddie Smythe interview, talking about his father, Johnny Smythe. So your father had just been liberated. What happened next?
Well, he's back in London, still in the RAF. He signs up for a second tour of duty. The war in Europe is over, but the war in Japan is still on, and he retrains with a Lancaster squadron, but before they can become operational, the atomic bombs are dropped on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, and the World War is over. He remains in the Air Force, but he's seconded to the Colonial Office. The role of the Colonial Office was to look after the welfare of the Caribbean people living in the country. Whilst in this role, he was required to board the Empire Windrush, which was a ship chartered to take back a large group of demobilized men back home to the Caribbean. And he was their senior officer and responsible for their welfare. The boat dropped people off at various islands, but when it got to Jamaica, which had the largest contingent of men, the Jamaican welfare officer came on board the ship, and he pointed out that Jamaica was going through a difficult time economically. Unemployment was very high. And he appealed to Britain because they didn't have the jobs to offer these hundreds of men coming back home. The colonial office contacted my father as the senior officer and said he would need to talk to these people, he would need to interview them, and he would need to come up with some recommendations. Mm-hmm. Well, he did this. He categorized them into their skill set, and he explained to them that there would be opportunities in England. England needed help in terms of rebuilding after the bombing. He pointed out that it was going to be tough, but if they were prepared to work hard, they would be successful. He sent back a report to the Colonial Office with his recommendations, and they were acted on. And the ship came back to Britain with the first group of people who we now refer to as the Windrush Generation.
Wow.
He then went on to study law at the Inns of Court, and he qualified as a barrister. By this time, he'd met my mother, who was his fiancée, Violet, who had come to London to nurse after the war from Grenada. So they got married. They went back to Sierra Leone, where he initially worked for the government, rising very quickly through the ranks to Solicitor General and then to Attorney General. And interesting to note that whilst he was very keen to fight for the British Empire and for king and country, as Attorney General, he would write the laws of independence to his country because he realised that that was important.
Mm-hmm.
After working for the government for a few years, he set up his own private practice, his own chambers, and he became a Queen's Counsel. And he would work in his chambers until he retired. And when he retired, he came to to live in Britain, the mother country, to Oxfordshire, and to Tame. And that's where he settled with my wife. Sorry, that's where he settled with his wife, my mother, mm-hmm. and they would live there for 6 years until he passed away. And he's buried in St. Mary's Church in Tame.
Wow. It truly is an inspirational story of duty, dedication, and devotion. Thank you so much indeed for sharing. If our listeners want to know more, where can they go to find out more?
Well, there is a website with a lot of information. It's john-smythe.co.uk. And if they Googled John Smythe, it would come up.
Great. Thanks so much, Eddie.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
I want to say a big thank you to Eddie Smythe for making time out of his hectic schedule to meet with me and record that interview. And I know he's a big Diana Ross fan, so here's Supremes and Stoned Love.
Stoned
thank you, Eddie.
Love.
Classic tracks for your Monday afternoon with Sally Russo.
Bright lights, we're heading for the city. Happy days, it doesn't get better than this. One shot to get the party started, we're on our way, because life won't wait. Reckless.
in time. Feels like we could leave the world behind. So can we just pretend tonight will never end? So come and sing the rally cry. Our hearts are calling on and on. We're jumping out into the weekend. And we can run this town tonight. Restless hearts that beat together. It's us against the world forever. And it always feels alright. While the stars are shining on us, you know we can run this town tonight. We can run this town tonight. Reckless hearts that beat together. It's us against the world forever. And it always feels alright. While the stars are shining.
That was the current one from Ollie Muirs and Run This Town. I have to say, I'm getting so excited. I'm going to the first party of the season, the first festive party of the season on Saturday, and I'm so excited. I am in charge of Niblets. I don't know which direction to go in. I could do the American chips and dip, but don't know if that'll go over well. So I might just do a smorgasbord, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, because after all, a little bit of what you fancy does you good. We have some messages, and then Eric Clapton behind the mask.
Red Kite Radio.
Winterfest 2025 is coming on Saturday the 13th of December.
This year's Winterfest sponsors include Daler Drinks, local suppliers of drinks. Equius, providing equal access to energy trading. BK Plus High Wycombe, auditing, accounting and financial management. GEM Concepts Creative, branding, graphic design and creative thinking. And Haddenham Garden Centre, garden supplies, restaurant and retailing. Thanks to all these businesses for their support.
Red Kite Radio, proud to be supporting Winterfest 2025. Saturday the 13th of December at Banks Park by the Village Hall in Haddenham.
Posh Nosh Bespoke Caterers provide delicious, freshly made food for all events and occasions, whether indoors or outdoors. From generous but affordable working lunches to afternoon tea with our fine china, from our selection of mouth-watering canapés to our famous Christmas buffets or turkey dinners with all the trimmings. We design the perfect menu to suit your event and budget. Posh Nosh has been serving Buckinghamshire and the surrounding counties for over 30 years with countless five-star reviews. To find out more, visit poshnoshfood.com or call 07958 319 218. That's 07958 319 218.
Make my house warmer. Is your home losing heat faster than you can say brr? Stay warm and save cash with our expert house insulation service. Make My House Warmer provides a fast and friendly service to make your home more energy efficient. Whether it's your attic or your walls, we've got you covered. Don't let heat escape. Keep the warmth inside and the costs outside. It's easier than you think. Insulate today, save tomorrow with Make My House Warmer. To find out more, go to makemyhousewarmer.co.uk.
Haddenham Garden Centre, we have everything you need for your garden all year round. And at this time of year, we can supply you with the tools to keep your garden looking great. Come to us for your lawn rakes and brooms, and we've incinerators and compost bins for when you've tidied up. And at Haddenham Garden Centre, we've a good selection of winter flowering pansies and heathers in stock. And don't forget to pick up your new season seeds. The days may be short, but at Haddenham Garden Centre, we're never short of ideas to help you make the most of your garden.
So much more than you bargain for.
At Haddenham Garden Centre, family owned since 1978.
Classic hits.
Classic hits.
For Tame, Haddenham and the Villages.
107.2 Red Kite Radio. Hits in Tame. Red Kite Radio.
We'll be right back.
was the very soulful Marvin Gaye and Got to Give It Up. Love that one. We have the Cranberries and Linger. And it reminded me that Cranberries is such a big thing in America. I see it's got big over here too. And it's kind of amazing how they grow. They kind of grow in these kind of boggy conditions. And you see people wading through big marshy fields to harvest them. Quite an amazing sight. And Massachusetts is one of the largest producing areas in the world. So if you have a chance, check it out online. Fascinating. At least I think so.
Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Sending you this Christmas card.
Well, I hope you will be taking a leaf out of Elton John, Sir Elton John's book, and stepping into Christmas as opposed to going full on frantic and frazzled. No need for that. We have some messages and then one from Bananarama looking for someone.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do. Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Make sure you won't miss a single jingle, carol, or naff Christmas cracker joke. Ask in-store at Specsavers Tame about our hearing services or phone Tame 394 765. That's 394 765.
Stick with Red Kite Radio, your truly local advertising resource. Don't waste money advertising to areas you cannot reach. There are 40,000 people in Bucks and South Oxfordshire who can hear your message when you advertise on Red Kite Radio. Call 01844 299 107 right now to hear just how cost-effective advertising is on Red Kite Radio.
For the biggest little show here on Red Kite Radio. Yes, Saturday Lunchbox may be just 1 hour long, but it's a shopping bag filled with goodies for the whole family. Music from all the decades and genres, event information and the highlight of the show, Kitchen Corner with a recipe every week that's sure to tickle your taste buds. Join me, Heather Jan Brunt, from 12 noon through to 1pm on Saturdays on 107.2, your Red Kite Radio community station.
For Tame, Haddenham and Hensham.
Red Kite Radio.
We'll be right back.
classic hits, recent releases.
It's the Afternoon Show with Sally Russo.
On the day that I die, tell my mother I was smiling, 'cause I know that she'll be crying. Rivers wide, tell my friends that it's alright, and say I'm sorry that I never texted or called or wrote more letters. Should've tried, let them know it ain't goodbye, 'cause every door and every dome, you know I'm only ever on the other side. So don't cry, don't cry. On the day that I leave, I hope the memories find you happy, and my daddy too mad at me, to say the least. Pray my sister gets to sleep. I wish I could have said it better, what all those times we had together meant to me. But don't cry, don't cry. On the day that I die,
was the current one from Lewis Capaldi and The Day That I Die. Taking us up to the news, we have Everything But the Girl, Love Is Strange. After the news, we have Paul Higgs, so stay around for his show. A lot of fun. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Thursday afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day and the lead up to the weekend, your weekend, and I will see you on Monday, hopefully, at 2. So tune in then for some fun. Also next week, I will be doing a spotlight feature on Thursday with the China and Princess Risba Railway. That was a whole lot of fun. Enjoy the rest of your day. Better than a kid.
kisses I will miss. Those kisses I will miss. Those kisses I will miss. Those kisses I will miss.
On 107.2 FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.